I've never been to Hollywood, California, but I've seen it in the movies. I live and have always lived in Hollywood, Northern Ireland, on the shore of Belfast Lough. That's Hollywood with one L. It's pronounced Hollywood, but the entertainment capital of the world and golf champion Rory McIlroy's hometown are very different places. Frankly, I expect the people of Hollywood, California would envy us if they knew more about our town. We have a maypole. A permanent one. Not something erected on a movie set. It's the only maypole in Ireland. Each year, school kids dance round it during May Fair, and I bet Hollywood, California doesn't have a May Fair. We don't often get confused with our Californian cousin. There are some things we do have in common, though. Hollywood is a media town. Yes, there are movie makers, TV producers, directors, production houses, editing facilities. But you'll find more than one resident with their name in the Internet Movie Database. Large parts of HBO's Game of Thrones were shot within walking distance of the Maypole. Oh yes, we can walk 5 or 6 miles along roads here without being arrested for acting suspiciously. LA is a great big freeway, I hear. I will concede it's quite a long walk to the Paint Hole, currently the centre of Northern Ireland's movie industry. And it isn't actually in Hollywood, but for the purposes of this article, we Hollywoodians will claim it. Oh, did I say we've got Rory McIlroy? We've always had more Rory McIlroy. He's no blow-in, is he? As the reports of this preternaturally skilled young golfer mention his hometown, Hollywood, the listening and watching public think, Hollywood? Swimming pools? Movie stars? No, it's Hollywood, and we don't have a swimming pool. And that's been a matter of disagreement with the council for many years, and another story. On the final approach to Belfast's city, George Best Airport is right over Hollywood. As the private jet carrying our Rory flew him home, he could look out the window on the left side and see his town below. The golf course where he began playing, his school, the places where he grew up. Rory's win is well recorded by world media, so there's no point in rubbing American noses in his success. That would be unnecessary and rude, but I will gloat quietly for a moment. Last month, President Obama came to Ireland in search of the missing apostrophe in his name. Obama. Oh, what a hoot that man is, typically Irish. Hollywood has never been in search of a missing L. Sure, we have that maypole. Overcompensation, do I hear you say? Hollywood's on its third name, first known by the Gaelic Ard McNasca. It went through a youthful religious phase in the 7th century, when it was called by the Latin Sanctus Boscus, the Holy Wood. Monks were sent out to the known world from Hollywood. The same thing was happening from Bangor's monastery. Bangor is just a few miles further east. There has been a certain simmering sibling rivalry between the two towns that exists to the present day. I mentioned the swimming pool, did I not? The town sits only 6 miles from Belfast city centre. It has its own humble little yacht club, no snobbery or cut glass accents here. The yacht club has been home to a Tuesday night blues club for years. No ocean-going craft either, but there are a lot of dinghies. At the foot of the Hollywood Hills, really, lies the Hollywood Golf Club. This is no exclusive country club. Your plumber or truck driver is as likely to be a member as is your accountant or doctor. Golf here is not the exclusive pursuit of the rich, and that's probably one of the main reasons that this young man is held in such affection by the locals. He's one of us. His father is one of us. There are no airs and graces. So Hollywood has much to be proud of, despite that missing L. It has prospered. But the big difference between Hollywood, California and Hollywood, Northern Ireland is this. Rory McIlroy says, Hollywood is the greatest place in the world. That'll do me.